Good morning, everyone. This is Catherine Perry, Commanding Well Seminars, and you are in the right place at the right time, in the right way. And this is the first week of February when we're doing this call. Of course, there are a lot of people who are listening to the call other times. We are starting to get reports that there's something like 1,000 downloads a week happening, and that number is growing as you guys are sharing the calls, and I just want to thank you so much for that. And also, if you guys, Twitter and Facebook and all of that, if you could share it on there, because we really are about raising consciousness and raising vibration. And that's what all of this is about. The One Command is designed so that people, wherever they are in life, have a way to enter. And today I was, you know, musing, thinking about what would I like to, you know, talk about today. And it is, the topic is the One Command, past, present, and future. And I wanted to share with you some techniques that Asara and I use, and we teach some of our clients on how to create better outcomes when you're in relationships, when you're going out in business, when you are visualizing and dreaming about your future. And, you know, a lot of people that I'm talking to right now still don't have a clear idea of what they would like to create. They're really clear on what they don't want anymore, but that is not enough information for your unconscious mind to replace and create and take you into a greater expression of who you are. So if you are not getting results, sometimes it's because you simply have not given your unconscious mind clear enough direction and moments to mark to so that you would know you are in the right place, at the right time, in the right way, and allow yourself to get those signals that you have, you know, kind of like sent out. Like, I know I'm in the right place when, you know, if you were traveling and you wanted to go to a friend's house that you've never been to before, and they'll write out all of the directions, but then they'll say, you know, just before you get to my house, you see the gas station on the left. Well, you have all the directions, but that unconscious mind, there's this inner tension until you see that gas station. You go, oh, there's the gas station. Now I know I'm in the right place. Even though you're following directions, it's exactly the same thing with what you want to create in your life, what you want to create in your relationships, what you want to create in your health. And that inner tension can be your friend, which is so different than inner fear and anxiety. Okay, now something else has just happened here. Suddenly it looks like everyone's on the call. Hello. Okay, so I want to talk to you a little bit about this. The One Command, the basic premise when we are talking about create, you know, what you want to create in your life, if what you want to manifest, we will say identify a belief, a program, or an outcome that you want. That's number one. Identify a belief, an outcome, or a program that you want to change or create. Okay? Then the next part is, say if you have a belief you want to change or a program you want to change, what would you like instead? That's the second part. So if there's something you want to create, that second part becomes, how would you know you had it? And I'm saying this a little slow because I know there are people who take notes. And finally, you just do the One Command. And after that, people will say, well, Catherine, really, how many times do I say it? And you've heard me say this on the calls. Asara says it. Katie says it. Bonnie says it. It's really not necessary once you've made a command to do it again. But if you need to remind yourself that you've made the command, to re-impress in your neurology, you know, I don't know how I have a successful business. And you would say that, you know, before you want to create your business. And then when it looks like things aren't moving forward, you would proclaim again, I don't know how I have a successful business. I only know I do now, and I am fulfilled. And then maybe you've been doing some efforting, and maybe you didn't get some results that you wanted, and you were a little, discouraged. And you would say it to yourself again, I don't know how I have a successful business. I only know I do now, and I am fulfilled. Now, the reason you would say it again that you may need to, is one, to re-impress on your unconscious mind your commitment to live life in a new way. I mean, we're only talking about billions of neurotransmitters and, thousands of seconds that every negative limiting thought up into a new decision point has been radiating and firing in your body. I think it's okay to spend another minute focusing on a new thought, but it's not an incantation. It's not say three times and then, boil the water and burn something. It's not an incantation. This is about stopping the negative thinking, meeting yourself in the moment, and allowing yourself to be present to yourself in a new way so that you can start getting information from yourself, from your intuition, from your environment, the people in your environment. And it's about being in a new relationship with yourself. And one of the things that,
conference muted,
that a lot of people focus on is, soon as I get the past cleared, I'm going to clear all these blocks, then I can go. Now, on one level, that really makes a lot of sense. I mean, if I were going to paint a room, heck, the first thing I've got to do is I've got to get everything off the walls. I've got to pull everything out. Well, that's some of the task. But before I do all of that, don't I have to have a clear idea of what I want that room to look like after I paint it? That time of visioning and dreaming and thinking about what I really want instead is where all the power is. The rest of it is action steps. And then if you were to get focused or blocked on, well, gosh, I have a sofa in that room, and I don't know how, if you wanted to paint a room, I don't know how I would get that sofa out. I mean, I don't know if the sofa is going to go with the new life. I don't know if I have to clear the sofa or change the sofa. What am I going to do about the sofa? Well, that's what people do. They start fixating on a problem. And we could replace the word sofa with my husband, my wife, I don't know what I'm going to do about my job, I don't know what I'm going to do about my retirement. And that starts kind of gnawing at you. That piece that starts gnawing at you is when you use the one command again. So, for example, here I want to create a beautiful room. I know that, I have to have a clear idea of what I want my room to look like on the other side of all this effort. I want to, I'm going to spend some time investigating what colors are pleasing to me and what other schemes. And then if I don't know what to do about the sofa, and I'm fixating on the sofa, then I could say, I don't know how I have the right sofa, the right furniture in this place. Or I don't know how I have the help I need to get all the furniture out. I don't know how everything in my environment is pleasing to me. I only know it is so now, and I am fulfilled. And then all the action steps begin naturally falling in behind there. And this is the way it is with anything that we create. Now, a lot of people, we're talking about, they think they have to clear the past. And to a certain extent, there is some truth in that. But when you start moving forward in your life and you start making new commands, your unconscious mind, one, is going to say, hey, what do we do with this resentment we've been carrying around forever? What do we do with this anger? And when the old memories start coming up, the old pain memories that you've been shoving aside, that you haven't wanted to deal with, that you have remained fixed on, when those start showing up, your unconscious mind's letting you know that you have all the skills, attributes, and abilities to forgive it, to release it, to let it go. And really our biggest forgiveness is not about forgiving the other person. It's about forgiving ourselves for carrying the pain, for carrying the resentment, for playing that scene over and over and over in our mind again. On Good Morning America this morning, they interviewed the father of Elizabeth Smart because they were doing interviews with Elizabeth Smart's captors from several years ago. And the woman who was involved with the abduction of Elizabeth Smart had written a letter to the family asking forgiveness. And the father said, we can forgive, and we need to understand, too, that justice is how we can make sure that this will never happen again. And sometimes there's no legal, you know, outcome for something that's happened, but I, in my own little mythology, I have a part of me that knows how to accept that life is not fair, but karma is perfect. And so I have this trust in a bigger scheme and a bigger idea than the life that I'm aware of. And for me, that works. But also, what I also understand, and Asara understands, that while I cannot change the past, I can change my decision about the past. I have a decision to make about how I want the past to affect me. And what's in my basic makeup is I want every experience I have to benefit not only myself, but to be of service to others. I want learning and understanding, wisdom and compassion to come from experiences. And I, you know, spent many years circulating my story. And you have the power to change your story. In Command Your Greatness and some other seminars we talked about, we talk about what is the starting point of your story? Is the starting point your pain story? Or is the starting point your triumph story? And whatever that starting point is, creates a particular arc and trajectory of energy for success in your life. And you have the ability to change your past because it's your past. So if you are having something coming up over and over again that you made a decision about its importance, and it is stopping you from moving forward, then make a new decision. Now, I know I can look back in my life, and I want to invite you to think about this too, that there are particular moments in your life that kind of stand out. You know, I always call them the little golden moments, even if it was through a dark time, because there seems to be this moment that I'm kind of observing myself, I'm aware, and I make a decision. And the only thing that I could liken it to in our literature might be the scene in Gone with the Wind when Scarlett O'Hara, you know, is standing on that hill and she says, I will never be hungry again. You know, I will never be hungry again. And she shakes her fist. And, you know, Scarlett O'Hara, what's in her nature is to be sneaky, to lie, to connive. She made a decision to do it through her least resourceful part. And so she never really got to have enjoyment. If you're not familiar with Gone with the Wind, maybe you're too young, I invite you to watch that movie. It's really interesting. Or, hey, if you have, it's a great beach read to read Gone with the Wind, you know, this amazing old style of writing. But she made a decision. And there are decision points that you've made in your life that you actually get to revisit and make a new decision about. And that's how you've used the one command. So right now, where we are in the call, I want to create a pause right now. And I want you to check in. Is there an old decision in your life that you are still basing your new decisions on? Did you make a decision about how there's no help, how you're alone, how you can't trust? Did you make a decision about the world? Did you make a decision about your ability to be powerful? But let's right now, I want to focus on two parts. We're going to focus on we're going to make a decision about, do a clearing on a negative decision. And, hey, let's expand on a positive decision you made. Okay, so if you want to check in on what was a negative decision, I want you to just think about what keeps you stuck. And I'm just speaking directly to the unconscious mind. And I want you to go into that experience, the feeling of being stuck. Maybe you can think of a time that you were stuck. But just go into the feeling of being stuck. Now, I want you to, if you have to close your eyes and kind of check in with your body, which means, hey, notice, is there any tension? Is there any pain showing up? Is there any pressure? Just kind of notice. Now go ahead and open your eyes. That feeling in your body is the feeling that really has the most power, because you're spending a lot of time trying to resist, overcome, get around that feeling. You're trying to fight that feeling, beat that feeling. And then you're spending all this time talking about this feeling and the story about the feeling and the habit of the feeling. And so there's all these words that you say about this feeling and this experience. But let's get the information from the feeling itself. And here's what I want to invite you to do. Instead of calling that feeling depression, anger, sadness, stuck, hatred, shame, whatever you call it, let's just, for the sake of today's call, let's assign it a color. And I want you, and so for example, if that feeling in the pit of your stomach feels black, I want you to go completely into the blackness of that feeling. Or if it may be blue or murky yellow, it doesn't matter. It's your unique color. Now, what color would you like for it to be instead? Very simple question. When I used to do healing work with people and I was teaching people how to do basic energy healing, someone would say, hey, this feels kind of crunchy. It feels like it's black. I said, what color is it supposed to be? And they go, pink. Well, what needs to happen for that to be pink? And they go, I just have to think about pink. And the person who was getting the physical treatment would feel an immediate shift in their own body. It's that simple. Okay, so did you get your color? All right, great. Now, I'm going to take you through a very simple 6 steps. Most people are on the call have heard this, and if you aren't familiar with the 6 steps of, grounding, aligning, going up to theta, making the one command, expanding, then we're going to receive. You can, I really want to encourage you, if you haven't gotten the book yet, the one command, get that, and you can also listen to some of our other teleseminars. Okay, so let's go ahead and create that color. Go ahead and close your eyes. And if you're on ground, and just allow those energy roots to go deep, deep, deep into the earth. And let's begin to bring up that loving earth energy. Bring your attention to your heart as you align to your purpose. And your purpose today is to become a master creator and to create your life with 100% responsibility. Beautiful. And let's go ahead and align to every person that's on this call, that's in the sound of our voice, that's listening to the call now and may listen to it in the future, because let's connect into this unseen support. And let's align with each other. Beautiful. And that image that always comes to mind, it looks like this amazing forest of light. And so everybody looks like these beams of light, and it looks like a beautiful forest of light. Okay. Lift your chin slightly, roll your eyes up, And go ahead, picture, visualize, or imagine that you are moving up, 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 up above your body, up into space. And the higher you go, the faster you go. And soon you find yourself surrounded by that beautiful black void of space. And just reach out into that blackness and pull it away like a heavy black curtain, revealing the luminescent white light of pure potentiality. Now I'm just going to have you silently make your command. And the command would be, I'm going to tell you what it is and then we'll do it. I don't know how I came to be, and then just state whatever that color is that you wanted, that is the correct color for you. I only know I am, and then you state the color again. And I am fulfilled. Okay, so I don't know how I came to be. State the color. I only know I am now, and I am fulfilled. And just expand that out to an idea even greater. Here comes your next command. I don't know how I am free to make a new decision about the experiences in my life. I only know I am free now. And the people in my life are free to make their own decisions about their life now. And I am fulfilled. And just expand that out to an idea greater, even more beautiful. It serves even more good. And now let's just bring that in. Let's bring in that new base of knowledge. Let your eyes come to a natural rest. And as that's coming in, just be the witness and observe as that old color begins to dissolve, and as that color begins to dissolve and all those particles begin to release, let go, unwind, all of the negative programming, the old thoughts, images, and ideas associated with that color begin letting go. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, I'm feeling that happening in your body right now. You're doing great. And just let that light of that new base of knowledge, as that's coming in, let that light up your whole neurology. Let that light up every cell as you begin to rewind. This new color, this new state of being, this new position within your body. Good, good. Bring your attention back to your heart. Expand that love in your heart, that beautiful light in your heart again. And when that feels complete, open your eyes and check in. Just notice, hey, is there any of that old color or that old feeling? Try to recreate that old stuck feeling again. And if there's anything left, then you can go up and say, I don't know how I release all the old emotion. I don't know how I allow that emotion to dissolve and allow myself to come into a new experience of my life. Yeah, I just heard someone say, Catherine, could you take us up? I just want to do that right now. Okay, I'll take you up. Okay, go ahead and reground. Bring your attention to your heart. Beautiful. And let's just go right back up to theta. I don't know how I allow those old emotions to continue to dissolve. I don't know how I am free to make a new decision about my life and allow new feelings to come in. I only know I am free now and I am fulfilled. And just expand that out. And you may have a particular command you want to make right now about your past. Go ahead. I don't know how. And we're just holding the space for you. Go ahead and expand. There it is. Let that new base of knowledge come in. Here it comes. Good. And as that's coming in, we're going to release the habit of that old color, with the feeling, the protocol, all those images. Let it go. Let it go. Unwind. Hey, I got this report on this side. You are doing awesome. You're doing it exactly right. There's no way to do this one wrong. Rewind, rewind, rewind. Beautiful, beautiful. When you're ready, open your eyes, stretch. Oh, yeah. Isn't that good? Isn't that wonderful? Okay, that's that simple. And what is it going to be like to live your life without that tension? What do you know now about that state of being stuck that you didn't know before? And just kind of check in with that. Ask yourself that. What do you know now that you didn't know before? And now from this feeling, from this freedom feeling of flow or ease, whatever you want to call that, what's it going to be like to make decisions without having to consult back with this feeling? Isn't that going to be wonderful? Okay. And that's how you change it. So you can make it a color. You can make it a sound. You know, and we, you know, when we're working one-on-one with people and in the seminars, we really spend a lot of time, if we get stuck with holding someone that opposes us or that we're in opposition to, in a stuck position, because if we have to hold someone in a position of an abuse of power, if we hold them there, well, guess what we have to do in order to hold them there? Right. We have to stay in exactly in that same relationship. We have to stay in the position of the victim in order for them to be the abuser. Are you willing to give up your victim story? And who do you want to be instead? Wonderful. I just got to tell you guys, the energy, I just see this amazing light just flowing through everything. And I'm the witness of your courage and your commitment to come to a new decision about your place in the world. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the future. When we are, how would we use the one command? Well, one area that I love talking about, and it's a strategy that Asar and I use, and I used it intuitively, and we were surprised to find out that other people did not know how to use this strategy. But let's imagine that you wanted to put yourself out there, and you wanted to, I don't know, have a business meeting. You wanted to sell a product. You wanted to get an agreement with someone. Let's say you've got a future event, and when you think about this future event, and it could be business. Hey, it could even be, you know, next time it's 4th of July and you've got to gather around with your family. You know, spring holidays are coming up, and you feel tense, you feel worried, you start discharging these thoughts like, they're not going to want to listen to me. It's going to be hard. You know, you're projecting into the future a failure of some sort rather than a success, an ease, a comfort. We worked with one lady that had to go get a bank loan, and she was so afraid. And we would say, when you think about going and getting this bank loan, what do you think is going to happen? She said, I think he's going to tell me that my credit's no good, and he's going to, you know, I'm going to have to sit there a long time and answer a lot of questions, and it's all going to be for nothing. Well, no wonder her unconscious mind doesn't want to go. I would not want to put myself into a position where I was going to be put on the spot, grilled, made to feel small, and then ultimately be rejected. Your unconscious mind is designed for success, and if you are imagining anything other than success in your outcome, then your unconscious mind is not going to want to go there. So Asar and I will actually tune in to whatever future scenario we have, and we kind of walk ourselves through a rehearsal. And we imagine the different outcome. If we think, hey, this is going to be great, it's going to be easy, we can do this, then it feels like a goal. But if there's anything that kind of comes up and we go, I don't know, I don't like that guy, I don't think this is going to happen, we trust ourselves now if we start getting fussy or anxious or if there's not a good flow feeling on this, that it's really our signal to pay attention. And so many people, when they start getting that signal of discomfort in their neurology or their belly, or, you know, they get a headache when they think about it, or, you know they made a commitment to do it, but it's kind of like they can't get the energy rolling to make it happen. That's because what's being projected into the future is failure on some level or pain. And now if we get that fussy feeling, we'll check in and we will make commands about it. But we sometimes we'll say, you know what, I don't think it's going to flow. I don't feel a flow on this. There's something, I think this may fall apart. And then we check in to see, hey, are we really committed to doing it? What do we want to create here? You know, we allow ourselves, we make a lot of, a lot of people will invite us to do things and we will be in an investigation and we're completely open during that investigation period. But as we investigate, we do allow ourselves to, you know, say, you know, we've checked this on every way that we can check it and we just don't think it's going to be a good fit. And so for us, what we had to build in was a little more time because both Asar and I are kinesthetic or kind of feelers. And we get excited. We want to play with everybody, but it takes a little while for us to get information from our bodies, and we had to really learn to honor that. But let's say you have a meeting. Seems like it's a go. It was one of those miracle things. You made a command for an opportunity, and boom, there's the person. And then here it comes. You're starting to get anxious and worried, and you start imagining that other person being negative to you. Well, you're actually projecting part of your programming into the future. So what outcome do you want instead? And how would you know you were getting a positive outcome? All right. So I want you to think about something that you want to do in the future. And it doesn't matter if it's business or pleasure. And make it something not in the far, far future. And make it something that you've actually been maybe actively working on. Okay? When you think about this scenario in the future, how does it feel in your body? Check in. I want you to also kind of get a sense of the players in this little scenario that's coming up. So if it were a business meeting, like our person who was talking about the bank manager that she had to go get the loan from, we had her check in with that bank manager. And she just would imagine that bank manager being negative and hard and, you know, just imagined being, you know, businesslike, not smiling. So we asked her, what kind of bank manager would you like to have instead? What kind of experience would you like to have? And she started saying, you know, I want it to be open. I want it to be easy. Of course, I want to get my loan. But I also, beyond getting the money, I really want someone who believes in me, who is, you know, good, someone I can partner with. I don't want to just go from bank to bank. I really am looking for someone that's going to be a partner. So she, what she realized was really up was she had a block from one of, she's married twice before, so one of her earlier marriages was actually a block when she realized that she had tried to do things before, but she wasn't supported. And she did not know how to create positive working partnerships. So that's when she did the one command. I don't know how I find the right business partner. And I don't know how I have the right funding. I only know I do now and I am fulfilled. She made the command. She expanded. And what I had her do was lock on the image of meeting with that bank manager and do it like a tractor beam, locking onto it, sending that image up to space, and just letting it dissolve and go out. And then she created her positive intention of what she wanted to create. then she started putting in the elements of how she would know she was getting those positive things, because there's a lot of ways to get money. There's a lot of ways to create business partnerships that are beneficial. Going to the bank's one of them. But she had focused on only the bank being the outcome and coming to from that position of limitation, self-doubt, and rejection. She's just setting herself up for pain, and she is proving her negative programming right. Is that what you want to do? Do you want to prove your negative programming right? Or do you want to take control of your programming and create something new and positive? Okay, so I'm going to ask you again. What's something that you'd like to create in the future? Who's involved? When you think about the people involved, because you know what? I'm sorry, you're not going to do it on your own. There are going to be people involved. And when you check in with each player, do they seem like they are cooperative to you? Is there friendliness? Is there openness? Okay, and if there is any limitation on any of the players in your little scene, like so-and-so is going to be negative, well, what in you is holding that negativity? Because this has to do with your filters of reality. This has to do with how you are meeting the world based on a decision you made in the past. What if it's just as true? And I'm telling you, for years, if I was going to have a date, if I was going to have a business meeting, if I was going to go see friends, it didn't matter. I always would run this little rehearsal through my mind. And if any time during that rehearsal I got a bad feeling or a thought or an idea, I would stay with it. And I would purposely start changing it until it felt clear. And I have been amazed at, you know, there's even phrases and conversations that would spontaneously come up that I imagined. So what do you want to create instead? Because you are radiating those thoughts, those cues. You're radiating that every second. What do you want to radiate instead? All right, you got your image of what it is that you want to create. You know who's involved. Okay, I want you to go ahead and freeze that little scene. Now, this would work, too, with, hey, I want to have a relationship, and I haven't met the person yet. I want to, you know, I want to open myself up to opportunities. But let's just go ahead and keep it with maybe what's known. All right. You got your little scene. Notice where you are in your little scene. Close your eyes. Notice what you're experiencing. Now I want to ask you, what do you want to experience instead? Do you want to experience cooperation, help, support, affirmative answers? What do you want to create? Okay, lock onto that scene with your eyes, just like a tractor beam, just like you could grab that image. Now roll your eyes up and push that image right at that golden pole of light as you go up to theta. And as you break through that blackness, just let that image go right out to space. Here's where you make your commands. I don't know how I have a cooperative experience. I don't know how I create intentionally positive outcomes. I only know I am empowered to create amazing outcomes because I am a master and I am fulfilled now. And just expand that out. Now, let's make the command for the outcome you want. I don't know how. I'll go ahead and fill it in. I only know it is so now, and I am fulfilled. One more. This one's coming in for you. I don't know how I came to be so confident, peaceful, and relaxed within myself, and the people in my life are also confident, peaceful, and relaxed with me. I only know that there's only peace between us now, and I am fulfilled. And just expand that out to an idea greater, even more beautiful. And now let's just let that new base of knowledge, that new potential start to come in. And as it comes in, let's just let all those old scenarios in the past, and hey, even those things that you have projected fearfully into the future, let's let all of that dissolve. Let it go. Unwind, unwind, unwind. Now, bring yourself back in. Bring the image of yourself in that scenario first. Allow yourself to come into your true role and position as a conscious creator. As a being of love, as a force for good in the world. Feel yourself come into a new position in yourself and in the world. Your eyes should be relaxed now. You're doing amazing. You really are amazing. Now, let every player in that little scene that you created before start to come in, and allow them to come in into their proper role and position in your life. Now, when our client did that, what happened was that mean, negative bank manager went up to space, and who came down was a friendly, open, helpful person who was full of information and wanted to build long relationships. What kind of things are the people in your scene saying now? And I want to ask you too, how does this relationship that you find yourself in with these other people, how does your participation benefit them? What true value do you bring? And beyond profit, beyond acknowledging what an amazing star you are, what value will this relationship add to your life? One thing that I really would suggest is that you would have the opportunity to be in your greatness and have the opportunity to share your good gifts and to be with someone that gives you that freedom to give your best. Is an incredible experience that you get to rise up into your true stature and give your goodness from your goodness, your wisdom, your experience, your compassion, your joy. You've heard me talk about different people, and one person that I will always be grateful to is my nephew, Sean, who's no longer on the planet. But what he imparted in my life is the gift of wonder. And with Sean, I got to be the person who was the older person who got to walk him through a world of wonder and show him the things. Here he had that gift, and I got to be in the position of being his guide and that friend in that exploration. My friend Naoma, who I love dearly, and I got to be with her. She was a genius, and I got to be in a genius relationship with her, and we got to leap from concept to concept to concept. My wonderful friend Asara Lovejoy, we get to go as deep and as wide as we want to go. There's no place mentally or emotionally that we cannot go to together. And that is such an amazing gift. And I get to be in an expression with her that you don't get to find in many places in the world or in your life. And that's her gift to me, to hold that space. And I want this to be your gift as a place as I'm being your witness and getting in relationship with the master that you are, so that you can feel free to begin to express that out into the world. I'm in relationship with the greatness that you are. And I'm holding that space until you are unable to recognize it. And that's the purpose of these calls. So open your eyes, stretch, move around, move your body a little bit. We have one more. And it's the present. You know, we spend so much time emotionally processing the past and mentally rushing to the future. We do not know how to be present to the opportunities, the goodness, the love, the joy, the fun in our life right now. And most people are not having the experience of their greatness, of their wonder, of their magic themselves. Their friends, their family, everyone in the world is having an experience of the wonder of you. But you aren't really having that experience of yourself. And if there's some attribute that you want to really grow and express and have a greater experience of, like your ability to manifest money, your ability to be a business master, or your ability to be a healer or an artist or an incredible mom or a wonderful husband. If there's a greater experience of yourself that you want to be awake and alert to, which is what consciousness is. That's what consciousness is, what you are awake and alert to. And everything else is the science that supports that idea. How the molecules begin to dissolve and blink out and reform based on your thought vibrations. And the people in our life literally are blinking in and out as you are blinking in and out at a particular vibration. But if you are only aware and alert to the lack or the suffering or the pain or the limitation that's right here, right now, then you are only experiencing a tiny int of what's available to you. You are living in a rich time, an amazing banquet of experiences. And if you want to have a greater experience of your greatness, of your life, of enjoyment and participation, then from that place, you can create an unlimited future. So what do you want to have a greater experience of in your life right now? And I would encourage you to, rather than, hey, I want more money, the money is going to be the result. The money is going to flow, the opportunities, the goods, the services, the way is going to be made. This is your chance. What ability, what personal attribute would you like to see enhanced in your life? We just did the Command Your Greatness in Dublin, and we're going to be doing another one the end of February in San Diego. And we examine this, where we have our negative attributes, you know, where we really resonate with that. We find out which one it is, and we're able to use the one command to transform it. Then we have this list of positive attributes, and we will say, well, which ones do I feel kind of flat on? And we'll use the one command to create those. But I have to say, one of the most powerful moments in the workshop came when I asked everyone in that little group, what are you already a master at? And a lot of people had not thought about that. And so I want to ask you, what are you already a master at? And it's okay. You go ahead and say it. No one's going to shoot you down. And what would you like to have a greater mastery of? Good, good. Let's create it. You ready? Go ahead and close your eyes and ground. Bring your attention to your heart. Roll your eyes up and let's go right up to theta. I'm going to make a couple of commands and you're going to get to make your own. I don't know how. I am awake and alert to the goodness, to the opportunities, to the joy in my life. I only know I am awake. I am alert and I am ready and able to partake of the goodness that is life now. And I am fulfilled. And just expand that out to an idea even greater, even more beautiful. I don't know how. I am free to express my greatest qualities and attributes. I don't know how. I am free to share my good gifts. I don't know how I have the courage to share my greatness. I only know I am a courageous, loving force for good in the world now. And I am open. I am awake. I am alert. And I am fulfilled now. And just blow that up. Expand that out. Are you ready? Here's your own commands. I don't know how I came to be the master of. And go ahead and make that statement of what you are already a master of. I only know I am a master now, and I am excellent now, and I am fulfilled. And expand that out. And now the next is the attribute that you want to increase. I don't know how I am a master in the expression of, and state that attribute. I only know I am now. I always have been, and I always will be, and I am fulfilled. And just expand that out. I don't know how I allow the world to see my greatness. I only know I am seen, I am known, and I am safe. And the world is safe with me now. And I am blessed. I am loved. I am fulfilled. And let's just bring that new state of being in. Let it go where it needs to go right now. Keep your eyes closed. Let them come to a rest. And you'll begin to feel the unwinding, 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 and rewinding, rewinding, rewinding will naturally occur. This is going to be occurring for the next few days. Bring your attention to your heart, coming back into alignment with your purpose. Beautiful. Beautiful. When you're ready, open your eyes. Stretch, move around. Good. I'm going to unmute the conference, and if people want to make a comment, they can. And if you don't wish to make a comment, or if you have noise going on around you, press 4-star on your phone, and I'm going to press unmute. Okay, and the lines are open now. And let's see, we have about 5 minutes, so I'd like to get a little feedback. Who'd like to share? Was that you, Buzz?
Hi. No, it wasn't Buzz, but it's really hard for me to pick out who I am.
Well, you're excellent. Yeah, because you haven't been, you know, you've spent a lot of time thinking about who you aren't.
Yeah,
and
amen.
So, yeah, this is the invitation. So guess what? If you don't know, you know, and so many people, when they go, I don't know what I want to create, they look out on that horizon and it looks blank. They go, there's nothing out there. I want you to understand, too, that there's nothing stopping you. So, Buzz, you get to decide who you want to be and how you want to be. And if you did know, what would you know? Just one thing.
I can't answer.
Yeah, because you're still pretty theta-wise. But just what I know about you, you know, we've got to have some time that we talk. You know what? For you, if anybody had a gift of wonder, I would say it's you. And I have that experience of you, and I would encourage you to think about how you can begin to have your own experience of wonder.
Thank you.
Thank you, Buzz. All right, darling. Anybody else?
Hi, Catherine.
Yes?
That's Bernard.
Oh, hello, Bernard.
How are you?
I'm well.
Great. Thank you for this exercise this morning. It's just really interesting how everything follows up when we get started. And for me, it was just getting started with answering different questions. You know, what is it that I love to do and what comes to me effortlessly? And that second question was a little bit difficult, so I had to work on it and did a session with Sue that worked out really, really good. And here is, and then everything started falling into place. And I haven't been on the Wednesday call because I've been busy, but this morning I was able to come, and it's a you know, a continuity of what I've been doing here for the last couple of weeks. So it's just following. So when we get started, and that's usually what it takes, is just to get started, just to answer one question, just one question. Mm-hmm. You know, what it is that I love to do. That's what it was for me, and it just becoming a flow of things and information. And one of the things I discover about the one command is just like, you know, when we're ordering something from a company or somewhere, we're ordering some supplies and things, we make a list. First, we look at what is it that we need. So we look around and make a list. And then we compile this list and say, okay, I need this, this, and that. And then we're placing the order by phone, by email, by whichever. And then we just let go. Then we say, okay, the order is placed, it's going to happen. We don't have any doubt it's going to happen. You know, it's ordered, it's paid for, it's done, you know, so we don't wonder about what it's going to happen. And then we keep notes of this, that we've already ordered this stuff. We don't have to order it again. I guess we forget. And every so often we look at the notes and say, oh, yeah, this has been ordered. Yeah, this has been ordered. And then a month or two or so later, orders don't come in. So we say, oh, maybe check in and see what happened. And exactly what you were talking about this morning. So it's been really great and really affirming and solidifying everything that's been happening to me lately. So thank you, Catherine. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to hear from you. And I love that analogy. And Asara and Katie both recommend keeping a note. Even Nathan in San Diego said, hey, he writes all of his commands down so that he can keep that success journal of what it was that he had commanded for to keep him reminded. And it is a daily practice. And you're one of our teachers, and you got to come to the leadership training. And I'd love to hear about classes getting started up there on Vancouver Island. You're near Victoria, right?
I'm in Victoria, yes.
Yeah, you're in Victoria. So if anybody can go to TSC Leaders, I think you're on the TSC Leaders side, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
If they wanted to catch a hold of you, Bernard. And they can find out about other teachers. Well, I don't know. You just had been popping up in my radar. I was so happy to hear your voice. And I just love you, Bernard. We do. I just love your energy.
I love you too, Catherine. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, darling. And we have time for one more.
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi.
And, I couldn't believe this process today. I can't wait to get downstairs and start a new painting.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I can finally paint safely.
Oh, wonderful.
Creative energy.
I am so glad. I am so glad. Yeah, but sometimes, it's, you know, the one command, new questions will come in or inspiration if we just get out of our way, and that's what the going that theta brainwave does. So thank you for being in on the call and adding your beautiful energy.
Will we be able to listen to this again?
Yes, this will be available. You can go to the one command www.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And that's the easiest way to listen to the replays. If you are on iTunes or something, I think it's that you're able to subscribe through iTunes also. But
thanks.
Going to theonecommand.blogspot.com is the easiest way to get the newest calls.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you. And, hey, everybody, thank you so much for taking time to be on the calls, for, you know, adding your energy, your input, for being in this space with us. We get so much out of this, you know, here even in our own practice. This is our way of getting to stay in relationship with you. And these Wednesday calls is the latest information, the newest innovations coming on, and we're going to be having other teachers come on and share their gifts. And we're just looking forward to this growing. So if you can help us get the word out, we'd really appreciate it. I love you all. I witness your mastery, and you have a fabulous week. Sweet. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Blessings to all.